Welcome to STEM Spots, a weekly science review produced in cooperation with the Missouri State University Department of Physics, Astronomy, and Materials Science.
Hi, this is Dave Cornelison, and once again, you are listening to STEM Spots. And with me in the studio today is Dr. Razib Iqbal, who is an assistant professor of computer science at Missouri State University. Thanks for stopping by, Razib.
Thank you very much, Dave. Thanks for having me here.
So I know there's been some big changes in the educational opportunities available in your department lately. Talk a little bit about those for us.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Computer science is an ever-changing field. And to address that, recently we came up with a software development track, which in addition to computer science core track. So in the software development track, we have less math, and students can choose any minor. They can focus on a specific field they're more interested in alongside computer science, as well as we also are going to offer master's program, which started this fall. And we are very excited about it.
Well, that's great, and I like to hear about new opportunities all the time. So talk about the broader opportunities in computer science. The average person out on the street might not realize all the different places you might find somebody from that field.
Oh, yeah, sure. So computer science is a very unique field. It's changing every day. So our graduates, they can work for DOD, FBI, Homeland Security, in addition to various other sectors. It does not have to be just computer science. So let's say our students can work in the field of agriculture, like let's say in the business. So you can think about software and computers everywhere. So there are like a vast majority of opportunities everywhere you can think of. So let's say like our students, our new graduates can work in the region. They can go to East Coast, West Coast, move to another country. So there are tons of opportunities out there.
So in that context, I know you came from an industrial background. So real quickly, just mention where you worked before you came to Missouri State.
Oh, that's true. Okay. So before I started teaching here at Missouri State, I used to be in the telecommunications software industry. I worked for Amdocs in their R&D center in Ottawa, Canada. So that was a great opportunity for me to learn how theory comes to practice.
Now, talk a little bit about salaries. People might not know what that looks like. So with a person coming out with a bachelor's degree, for example, and they go into a job, are they going to make some what people would consider real money?
Well, it depends on where you are at. So where is your job? If you're in East Coast or West Coast, definitely you are going to make something near 100K out of your school. And then if you're in the Midwest, based on my experience, probably you're going to make something near 60 to 80K. And then as you grow up, as you learn more how the industry works and you get more experience, certainly you are going to go up the ladder.
Okay, that's very good. Now, do people need to go back to add something to that? Do people need to go back for a master's degree? Is that very useful to get that master's?
Well, we do not have a core in the master's program that we're offering. So personally, I'd like to call it a next generation computer science program. So we are going to offer courses that the industry needs or any new technology, new convention that's necessary for the future coding or let's say like building next generation softwares. So that's our goal. So we are confident that we are going to offer new courses all the time that will prepare our students or graduate students for the field, for the ever-changing field in computer science.
So because you might need to retool for the future, is that kind of the approach that you're taking?
Yeah, that's correct. For example, right now we are offering multimedia communications, evolutionary computing, data mining, machine learning. So you see these courses we are going to offer because we think there is a high demand for it. After 5-10 years, things might change and we are ready to offer new classes according to that.
Well, of course, over there in computer science, you don't just teach, even though that is a primary mission here at Missouri State. So talk a little bit about the kind of research activities you've got going on personally.
Well, Dave, you have to understand, in our field, we must have to remain research active. Otherwise, we will be out of date very soon. For me personally, I'm working on multimedia Internet of Things right now. So if you're familiar with cyber physical systems, that includes hardware, but I'm looking at the soft side of it. So I'm trying to control everything that could be connected over the internet via software. So you can think about cloud computing. So I can provision different devices in the cloud, and then I can control it over the internet. So that's kind of what I'm looking at. Also, I'm trying to include multimedia, let's say audio and video in social context. Let's say if two of us are in this particular room, you have a choice for, let's say, a particular temperature, and I have a different choice. So the system will automatically try to find the optimal point where both of us are happy.
So you do integrate students into that research?
Yes. I recently formed my own lab, music lab, in the Cheek Hall. I have two graduate students and three undergraduate students working with me in the lab.
That's great. Well, Razib, we've run out of time, but thanks very much for stopping by today to talk to us.
Dave, thank you very much for having me. It was a pleasure.
And this is Dave Cornelison once again for STEM Spots signing off.
STEM Spots is available online at ksmu.org.